Question 1. You hear part of a radio program about people who can't hear musical beats.
What does beat deafness mean?
It's when people can't hear the beat in music. They can't move in time to even the strongest beat. I'm not saying they don't know what rhythm is, though.
I've seen those people in my exercise class when I do aerobics or whatever to music. They step to the left when everyone else is moving to the right.
Well, it's possible that the people you're talking about just have a problem with learning a new routine at speed. It's pretty rare to find people who are genuinely beat deaf, though lots of people tend to think they are when actually they're just poor dancers.
What does beat deafness mean?
It's when people can't hear the beat in music. They can't move in time to even the strongest beat. I'm not saying they don't know what rhythm is, though.
I've seen those people in my exercise class when I do aerobics or whatever to music. They step to the left when everyone else is moving to the right.
Well, it's possible that the people you're talking about just have a problem with learning a new routine at speed. It's pretty rare to find people who are genuinely beat deaf, though lots of people tend to think they are when actually they're just poor dancers.
Question 2. You hear two students talking about making a map of their local area.
So, we have to make a map of our local area for our next geography lesson.
Where do we start? Our teacher told us to look at that online map-making tool, but she didn't give too many details about it. Using it might be easier said than done, judging by how complex it looks.
The teacher said it looked harder than it actually is to use, but I'm not convinced either. We need to become really familiar with the area before we start doing anything, I'd say.
Walking around and sketching stuff. I'd rather just get on with it.
OK. Well, I'll meet you after class. So, we have to make a map of our local area for our next geography lesson.
Where do we start? Our teacher told us to look at that online map-making tool, but she didn't give too many details about it. Using it might be easier said than done, judging by how complex it looks.
The teacher said it looked harder than it actually is to use, but I'm not convinced either. We need to become really familiar with the area before we start doing anything, I'd say.
Walking around and sketching stuff. I'd rather just get on with it.
OK. Well, I'll meet you after class.
Question 3. You hear two friends talking about a TV program they have seen.
Did you see that program about new food technology?
Yeah, those hollow salt crystals they can make were amazing. They look like real grains of salt, but aren't solid. Apparently, your mind gets tricked into thinking it's traditional salt, so you can eat more healthily but don't notice the difference.
I question whether it can really be as nice as the real thing. And it must be complicated to process.
So it's unlikely to make it into supermarkets anytime soon. It would be pretty expensive anyway.
But it might be worth it for the sake of being healthier. Did you see that program about new food technology?
Yeah, those hollow salt crystals they can make were amazing. They look like real grains of salt, but aren't solid. Apparently, your mind gets tricked into thinking it's traditional salt, so you can eat more healthily but don't notice the difference.
I question whether it can really be as nice as the real thing. And it must be complicated to process.
So it's unlikely to make it into supermarkets anytime soon. It would be pretty expensive anyway.
But it might be worth it for the sake of being healthier.
Question 4. You hear a teacher telling her students about a historical novel.
I know you'd rather bury your heads in the latest popular novels than read anything that sounds a bit serious, but I must recommend Choretown. It's not something I'd normally pick up in a bookshop, and I wouldn't have read it if someone hadn't passed it on to me. It's set 200 years ago and follows the story of a family living in our town at that time. I won't spoil it by saying any more, but you'll love recognising the places that are mentioned. Lots of things have changed since then, but the characters' lives are strikingly similar to our own. I know you'd rather bury your heads in the latest popular novels than read anything that sounds a bit serious, but I must recommend Choretown. It's not something I'd normally pick up in a bookshop, and I wouldn't have read it if someone hadn't passed it on to me. It's set 200 years ago and follows the story of a family living in our town at that time. I won't spoil it by saying any more, but you'll love recognizing the places that are mentioned. Lots of things have changed since then, but the characters' lives are strikingly similar to our own.
Question 5. You hear a man who is blind talking about experiencing travel through his sense of smell.
I'm blind, so I rely on my other senses a lot, especially when I travel. It's all very well asking your companions to describe a scene, but I was eager to find my own way of experiencing all the new places I visit. So I decided to focus on smelling them instead. It wasn't easy focusing my attention this way at first, but now I can recall a place instantly when I smell certain things. Sea spray reminds me of South Africa, and fresh coffee of Colombia. I'm convinced this method makes my travel experiences more intense than if I could see where I was. I'm blind, so I rely on my other senses a lot, especially when I travel. It's all very well asking your companions to describe a scene, but I was eager to find my own way of experiencing all the new places I visit. So I decided to focus on smelling them instead. It wasn't easy focusing my attention this way at first, but now I can recall a place instantly when I smell certain things. Sea spray reminds me of South Africa, and fresh coffee of Colombia. I'm convinced this method makes my travel experiences more intense than if I could see where I was.
Question 6. You hear a sports coach talking to a cyclist.
Are you settling into your new cycling routine?
I love it, but it's tough. I feel hungry all the time, though I've put loads of effort into making sure I eat the right things, slow-release carbohydrates and so on. But I keep waking up in the middle of the night, starving.
Well, you're enjoying the training and you're on track food-wise, but you have significantly increased the amount of training you're doing. Your body's bound to want more food. Eating straight away after training will help to avoid feelings of hunger later in the day, when you might be tempted to snack on the wrong things. Are you settling into your new cycling routine?
I love it, but it's tough. I feel hungry all the time, though I've put loads of effort into making sure I eat the right things, slow-release carbohydrates and so on. But I keep waking up in the middle of the night, starving.
Well, you're enjoying the training and you're on track food-wise, but you have significantly increased the amount of training you're doing. Your body's bound to want more food. Eating straight away after training will help to avoid feelings of hunger later in the day, when you might be tempted to snack on the wrong things.
Question 7. You hear an author talking to a friend about launching her new book.
Hey, congratulations on getting your book published. Are you going to have a launch party?
Well, I've been so relieved the writing's finally finished, I haven't given it much thought. It isn't really my kind of thing. It'd be nice if the publisher organised something, but they don't do that unless you're an established author.
Yes, who's making them lots of money. Have you got a decent budget for the party?
It's not bad. Maybe I could have the party at the Condor Hotel. What I'm concerned about is how to attract publicity. I don't suppose you have any ideas about who to invite.
Let's have a think. Hey, congratulations on getting your book published. Are you going to have a launch party?
Well, I've been so relieved the writing's finally finished, I haven't given it much thought. It isn't really my kind of thing. It'd be nice if the publisher organised something, but they don't do that unless you're an established author.
Yes, who's making them lots of money. Have you got a decent budget for the party?
It's not bad. Maybe I could have the party at the Condor Hotel. What I'm concerned about is how to attract publicity. I don't suppose you have any ideas about who to invite.
Let's have a think.
Question 8. You hear a sea captain talking to trainees about finding the way at sea.
Today's session is about navigation, finding your way on the ocean. This is a complex science, and even highly experienced sailors who've spent years perfecting their navigation skills can still make errors of judgment. It boils down to just two things: knowing where you are and knowing how to get where you want to go safely. It's easy to spend enormous amounts of time poring over maps. This is better done before you set off than during the voyage. That's when you should be concentrating on what's happening right now. Today's session is about navigation, finding your way on the ocean. This is a complex science, and even highly experienced sailors who've spent years perfecting their navigation skills can still make errors of judgment. It boils down to just two things: knowing where you are and knowing how to get where you want to go safely. It's easy to spend enormous amounts of time poring over maps. This is better done before you set off than during the voyage. That's when you should be concentrating on what's happening right now.